You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, this is Adam Kaplan.
And Tommy Bracco.
And you're listening to
Broadway Besties.
Welcome to the Broadway Besties podcast, where real-life Broadway best friends come together to share life conversations, laughs, secrets, memories, and more about their lives on stage and off. From favorite theater-going experiences to fun facts about one another to rapid-fire trivia questions, Broadway Besties is a podcast committed to promoting positivity, laughs, and love.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, my name's Adam.
My name is Tommy.
We're some Broadway besties.
Aw, that's cute. We always just give each other shit, so whenever you say anything remotely sweet, like we are Broadway besties, it's so weird to hear.
Well, because also your form of endearment in terms of talking to me, like if someone does something, you're like, oh, you piece of shit, mm-hmm. Right? So I guess...
That's how I show my love.
Yeah.
If I really love you, I call you a piece of shit.
Which is so
There's only
so
a few people
up.
In my life that I call that.
I know. When you were doing Big Brother.
I call Nick a piece of shit.
Yeah. And I was watching the live feeds.
Yeah.
And I was so mad, A, because I was watching the live feeds of Big Brother. And B, because you called him a piece of shit. And I texted our friends and I was like, he better watch his back when he comes back
to town. I know.
I
love Nick.
So
I do. I love Nick. But, you know, there's no history there. Like,
right.
We have.
Right, right.
You're the OG piece of shit.
Oh, thank you. I think that'll be on my gravestone. Here lies Adam Kaplan, the OG.
He's a piece of shit.
The OG piece of shit.
Oh, gosh, I'm dead.
How did we meet, Tommy?
We met doing Newsies. Adam joined the company in 2012, correct?
2013.
Okay, sorry, got it.
I'm glad that you think that I was there earlier. I joined just before
wow.
the year mark. Yeah, well, you guys opened in, what, March of 2012?
Yeah.
And then I joined in January of 2013.
Oh, wow.
And then
okay,
started
cool.
rehearsals in February.
Got it.
We met. Yeah, we met during Newsies.
I know.
Which is so crazy that that was...
Eight years ago?
Yeah.
Long time. That's insane.
7 years ago, 8 years ago?
I always add a few, you know. It's better to add the years. That way you don't feel as old. Yeah.
Explain to me your justification as opposed to adding the years.
It goes...
If the years are longer, that means that you're older.
I know, but it makes sense in my head. Let me explain it. So
okay.
It's kind of... It goes hand in hand with the fact that I've been saying my dog is old, way older than she is for years now, just to mentally prepare myself for when she does pass away. I'll be like... Oh, well, you know, I actually think she's like 12, but I've been saying that she's 16 for about 4 years now.
So have you been saying that you're 33 for years?
I do say that I'm over 30.
But you're not. We're 29.
I know. But I say I like to rush things so that I'm like in the place where it's already rushed.
I think you were the only
actually get there.
I think you were the only person I've ever met that is like. I say I'm older than I am. Most people take
years away. No, I know.
I
want it to sink in so that when I do actually get there, I feel like I've been there for forever.
So when you're approaching, like when you're pushing 90, you're like, guess what, everybody?
I'm
actually 86. I know.
No,
the
I would
opposite.
Say I'm older. Yes.
No, because when you're...
I'm older.
Yes, you say you're older.
Yeah.
You say you're older. Okay, so you say right. So if you say you're 90, but you're telling everyone you're 90, and they throw you a 90th birthday party, but you're actually like 86.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far, Adam. Jeez, that's a little extreme, don't you think? Also, I don't know what's going to be happening when I'm 90.
Hopefully we have our combined 90th birthday party.
Yes, we
will. Tommy and I are born a day apart.
Yes!
The same year. We're born a day apart. I'm August 9th, and he's August 8th.
I'm older.
By one day. He's older. Sorry, not by one day. By 4 years. He's older by 4 years, everyone.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Isn't it crazy to think like our mothers were in labor like a day apart having babies, baby usses?
It is pretty, actually. It is.
That's insane. Like, I know your mom. I love her. Like, to think like she's having baby Adam the day after my mom had baby me.
And knowing your mom, while my mom was probably in labor as opposed to being in the hospital, she was cooking dinner for your entire family.
Aw, she probably was. She had a C-section.
So did my mom.
Wow. Look at this.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's fate. Fate. No, not fate. Definitely not fate.
I don't know. Fate. Whatever. It's fate.
But there's a Yiddish word that I'm obsessed with that I've been using recently. It's called... It's beshert.
Okay.
Okay, let's
say
you,
more.
You teach me.
Beshert.
Yeah, it's technically, I think it's spelled like B-E-S-H-E-R-E-T, like beshert.
Beshert.
Yeah, exactly. It means meant to be. So it's beshert.
That's really cute.
The fact that we did Newsies together. Oh, you piece of shit.
That was cute. Beshert.
Yeah, the fact that we did Newsies together.
You add like the little accent of the second E in there. It's just like a hint of it.
Just a hint.
Beshert.
Yeah. Good.
Right?
Yeah. It's good. Yeah,
I know.
I can teach you some Yiddish words because when.
Yeah. Why don't you teach me some Yiddish words and I'll teach you some Staten Island words?
Right. Because they're both legitimate languages.
Yeah, they are. Yiddish a real language?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Guys, these are the kinds of things that we just keep in a trove and we'll pull out for his 94th birthday.
Yes. I'm so glad this will be documented.
Yeah, me too.
My stupidity.
No. Great. It's endearing.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, you have taught me Italian.
Yeah.
Italian words.
Which ones?
Well, I'm supposed to, it's not fried calamari, right?
Correct.
It's galamad.
How would you spell that?
I know how you would spell it. I would spell it C, like calamari. I would spell it out actually how it's spelled, but you would smell it. G-A-L-A-M-A-D.
M-O-D. So close. Oh, okay. So close.
And what did he win, folks? Nothing.
So close.
Galamad.
Galamad.
And
use it in a sentence.
Ma, where's the galamad?
That's perfect. He did a Bronx Tale. That's why he's so good at this.
Yeah, except when I was auditioning for a Bronx Tale and I told Tommy that
okay,
I was
here we go. I know where this is going.
Bronx Yikes! Tale, he said to me, yeah, no, you're not right for it. It's not your show.
I was wrong. I stand corrected.
Let's put it
out there in the world. Adam can play an Italian very well.
Thank you.
It's because he's a good actor, because he's not Italian.
I'm not Italian. No.
There's nothing about him that's Italian.
No.
Or Staten Island.
Though I think when they were, when I was auditioning for the show and Chaz, because when they were doing it initially at Paper Mill, they were pretty dead set on having authentic Italians.
Right.
So De Niro and Chaz, they wanted it to feel authentic.
Right.
So I think that when I was auditioning, they asked the casting director, they're like, is he at all Italian? And they're like, I think maybe his mom's partially Italian. Yeah. My mom is not Italian.
I don't care what she is. I fucking love her so much.
She is the best.
I'm cursing. I'm sorry. Is that bad? Can we beep it? Okay.
Just let me know.
To beep it? Whatever.
Just let me know when you're planning to curse and I'll make the noise. Beep.
No, Adam. No.
Bad idea. Okay, we keep getting sidetracked.
What were we talking about?
Well, we met.
What do we need to cover? What do we need to talk about?
I don't know. The fact that we met doing Newsies.
Yes.
Do you have a memory of us meeting in Newsies?
No, I don't. I don't have a memory of us meeting in Newsies. I just remember. I don't know. Honestly, I really don't.
No.
I guess I don't remember anything ever, honestly. I have the worst memory in the whole entire world.
Yeah.
You have a good memory.
I do.
You remember specific moments, times. I don't. I just remember Newsies was fun.
Yeah, but then I'll mention something and you'll be like, oh yeah.
Yes, that's how my brain works.
Right.
I need the help.
Okay. I don't know, though, if I have a specific... I was so overwhelmed meeting everybody because I remember everyone was coming... I walked in the building and everyone was coming for fight call. And everyone, like, piled down the stairs and was going on to the stage. And I, like, shook hands and shook hands and shook hands and said hi to people. But, yeah, I mean, we got, like, immensely closer after... During Newsies and then after Newsies. And, I mean, since then, I have... been Broadway besties.
Aw, very cute. Yes.
Yeah. And then, we...
Because we are very similar. That's like something about us. We're both Leos.
Mm-hmm.
We like to grab life by the balls. We are very driven, dedicated, hard workers.
Close with our families.
Close with our families. We have a lot of similarities, and I think that's why we became so close.
But we're also, there's also part of us that's like the odd couple.
Absolutely.
Like, my mom's like, frickin' frack.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, Tommy and I were just traveling on a couple of weeks ago to sing at a benefit concert in Oregon, and we had so much fun. But whenever Tommy and I we travel together a lot because we're either going to perform somewhere or teach together. We actually haven't traveled somewhere just for fun. Have we?
August, we're going.
For our birthday?
Mm-hmm.
We're turning 30. Oh, sorry. I'm turning 30 or turning 34.
Right.
But but whenever we travel together, it is like, it's the
I know.
Couple.
I just love teasing you and I love busting your balls the whole entire time. It's so much fun.
I know. One time, Tommy, I was so, we were teaching in Buffalo and I was so tired on the plane ride
this
home.
This is my favorite travel story ever.
We're on the plane ride home. I'm so tired. I don't want Tommy to, like, I just want him to leave me alone. I wanted to
take
a nap.
He wants to take a nap. He wants nothing to do with me. And I just love pushing his buttons. So I'm like, okay, let me just direct you in a short film.
Right, because that is exactly what you want to do on an hour flight from Buffalo.
Absolutely.
To New York.
So I said to him, rub your hands together. Look side to side.
Well, no. But first you were like, can you stop being difficult, please? Can you just like rub your hands together and then look to the camera? And I was like, fine, I'll just do that one bit. And then I did it. And you were like, okay, great. Now what I need you to do is I need you to give me like a look and give me a humph.
A humph.
Like you're pissed off.
Humph. A sigh.
And then you're like, okay, great. Now I need you to get up and dance down
the
aisle
of the plane.
Yeah, by the
end of
the
plane ride, he was literally dancing with the flight attendant.
Meanwhile, he's cracking up in his seat to himself because he has just made a music video to I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, starring yours truly.
It was the whole entire plane was obsessed with us by the end of the ride. They were all in on it.
No,
they loved
were
it.
Not.
In my brain,
the last
they were.
Three rows were. We
right.
Had, we had some fans, but the people.
Well, we were sitting in the back.
Yeah.
As we always do.
As we always do. But there were some people, I'm sure people in the front were like, what the hell is going on back there?
No, they loved it. They loved us. They wanted to be in our video, but we said no.
Right.
That's what it was.
We said no.
Yeah, we didn't have time or, you know,
they didn't make
too much.
Cut.
Yeah.
They weren't in Newsies. do you have a favorite memory together? Do you want me to remind you of one?
I know. Actually, I'm like, don't ask me questions like that. That makes me have to recall specific times. Honestly, I really loved the last trip in Oregon. We had so much fun.
Yeah, we did. We had a really good time. Our 24th birthday party.
Our 24th birthday party was the best day of my life. Mm. Truly the best day of my life. If you ask me, what is the best day of your life, Tommy Bracco? The best day of my life is our 24th birthday. Me, you, and Steele. Ryan Steele.
We had a trio.
Yep.
24 trio. You could look up the hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag 24 trio. And it looks like the time of our lives.
It truly was. We were at the perfect age. We literally had like over 300 people come to our birthday party. We rented out a rooftop, the Hudson Terrace, right? That's
what
it was?
Hudson Terrace.
Hudson Terrace, right on the water. We had a DJ. We had literally our own rooftop party. It was insane. It was like a wedding.
Well, also because I had to, as I do in terms of our relationship,
yes.
I organized. Tommy's like, all right, I want to do this. And I'm like, okay, I'll organize it. That's how it works.
Yes.
And he knows that I love doing it.
Yes, thank God.
Like, I love doing it, but I also love to, like, gripe about it and be like, oh, God, this is so difficult. Like,
no, you really don't gripe about it too much.
Thanks.
You don't. And then I always offer to take the load off your hands, but you always say no.
I always say, yeah.
I'm always like, let me do something. But I know deep down inside, he's never going to say yes. He's just going to continue to do it. And that's exactly what I want. But I have to at least offer.
To offer.
So I don't look like a complete asshole.
But But I was so nervous that you were, because I had to put my credit card down to hit the drink minimum.
Yes.
And I was so nervous that we weren't going to get enough people. So we invited everybody.
Yep.
Everybody we knew.
Yep.
And people we didn't know. We're like, come to our birthday party.
Amazing.
And then one of the bartenders asked if he could bring his friend was having her bachelorette party.
Yep.
And so like he busted out sparklers and we had like a bride in the corner with her friends. And Tommy's, there's a
literally
video of Tommy.
Sparklers. Sparklers. We had a stage. There was a stage in the middle of the whole entire
and also,
place.
And
it
also,
was amazing.
What was also so great about it is we were closing Newsies like 2 weeks later.
Yes.
And I think that the entire company was just ready to have a night out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And just
that never happens anymore. Like if you at this age, if you try and get a group of people to come out for your birthday, it's more like stop by, have a drink, say I love you, and go home. It's like it was the perfect age. Everyone, the whole entire Broadway community was there. Honestly, I can't believe we're talking about our 24th birthday so long on this thing. But
it was so great.
It really was truly one of, it was the best day of my life.
But also Newsies, the entire cast was there because of the fact that we all were obsessed with each other.
I know we were.
We hung out every day to the point where my friends, my other best friend, Leela, basically had to say, Adam, like, enough. Like, we're also here. Don't forget. And I was like, oh,
I remember that.
Right.
Yes. She was like, don't forget your school friends.
Yeah.
Because you were forgetting your school friends.
I was forgetting my school friends because I was having...
Because you were on Broadway.
Because I was on Broadway and I was having the time of my life.
I know.
It was the best.
I know it was.
Yeah, but then you and Leela met doing another show. And so
yes,
it all...
Yes, we did Grease together.
It's
that
full
was
circle.
Amazing. I love Wheels.
Yeah.
I know. It's really freaking cool. We're very lucky.
And then we also... We also teach together a lot.
Yes, we do.
And Tommy and I have a company together called Lion Arts. Why is it called Lion Arts, Tommy?
Because we're both Leos and we love everything that a lion represents. Courage, bravery, strength. And that's what we strive to teach our students.
Yeah, and we wanted to create a pride, a group of young artists who could support each other.
Yep, because a group of lions is called a pride. And I love that. We were both obsessed with that when we found that out.
Yeah.
But we should tell everyone Lion Arts is having another intensive.
And we'll have info on our website, which is lionartsnyc.com.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. We haven't done it in so long.
Yeah, because
it's going to be so fun.
You were locked in a house.
I know. And you were busy too.
Yeah, I was bouncing all over the place. But
I know.
But it's good. So we're coming back together so that we can finally.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater. SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
The most embarrassing thing that we can reveal about each other? Shit, I don't know. What's embarrassing?
I mean...
You can think of a billion things.
I can think of a billion things, but none that I would care to have on public record.
Yeah, same.
I mean, yeah, we could.
Adam made out with my cousin on New Year's Eve, like a few years ago, and that was the worst.
Him off.
Oh, I hated it.
It made you so mad.
So mad. so mad. I still get so mad when I think about it.
Yeah, and but she's the best.
I know, but she's a girl.
I know. Okay. Anywho, moving on.
Could we go back to talking about Newsies a bit?
Yeah, I think that what made Newsies such a phenomenon was that the relationships that the Newsies in the story Newsies have was reflective to the ones that the cast had offstage. We truly were, and you know, we might not see each other as much, but we still are like a family. We are a brotherhood.
Whenever we see anyone, we just like we pick right back up
where we left off. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what it was. We were so many of us were making our Broadway debuts together. Adam and I made our Broadway debuts together. I was doing Newsies from Paper Mill. He joined the company shortly after we opened on Broadway. I actually feel like he was in the original cast, and I always forget that. But yeah, the Newsies was the best. It really was. That's why it had, you know, that's why it became what it was. They made a movie about it. That these things don't happen for just every show. But Newsies was special. It really was. That cast was special. So I think that's like a big reason why, you know, yeah, why we came together.
No, Michael Fatica is still one of my best friends. And, you know, that was from Newsies. But for me, obviously it was a huge, huge moment for me. I remember seeing Newsies when you guys first opened and sitting in like one of the lotto seats all the way on the side.
Yep.
And it's so funny because as an actor, and especially when I was first starting out, I had a hard time not watching shows and saying, okay, I could be that track. I could be there. I could do this. And I remember just sitting back and being so blown away by it all that I didn't think that at all, because I was... the idea of me being in that show was unfathomable to me. So I remember when my agent sent over the appointment, it was for the Jack Kelly understudy that also had to be, you know, one of the Delancey brothers and in the ensemble. They were like, you know, if you want to pass, we can pass.
Wow,
and I was
God
like, okay, you know what? I'll give it a shot. And I think probably what helped me is that most of the Newsies, when they were auditioning, had to dance first. But for, I guess that for them, it was really important to find a strong Jack Kelly understudy.
Yep.
And so I sang first and I read first.
Yep.
And because of that, I think that they were like, all right, let's try to make this work. And it did.
I also have to say, you really are a good dancer.
Thanks, Tommy.
You really are. So, you know, you got to give yourself more credit.
But I'm not, you know, I'm
yes,
not
you are.
A,
no,
a Jess Loprado.
Are.
I'm not a David and Jacob Guzman, you know.
But you are Newsies caliber. You were great in the show.
Thanks.
I've seen you dance. You're really good.
Well, that aside, it was, you know, huge. And yeah, I mean, I got to play Jack like 30 times.
I know. That was amazing. You're great.
I got to play Davey like 10,
that's right.
12 times. We performed at the White House.
Yep.
There's this awesome picture of Tommy and I at the
I
White
love
House.
That picture.
And it just so encapsulates our friendship. Encapsulates? Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Because it's us at the White House. I'm dressed in like the Jack Kelly costume. You're in your spot. Well, you're Tommy Boy spot. You're
Tommy
in your Newsy
costume.
Outfit. And like, I've just got my arm on your shoulder and we're just like, this is ridiculous. We're at the White House.
On the same stage that Fifth Harmony performed on. Camila Cabello, Normani, they performed on the same stage that we did. Freaked out.
Okay, I do have a story about the White House. So we're at the White House. We're performing on this stage that they've set up on like the Great Lawn in the back. It's ridiculous. This was the Obama White House. So it's ridiculous and everything is just majestic and pristine and it's beautiful. And so on the day that we're performing beforehand, we have a meet and greet with Michelle and Barack.
Yep.
And we're in the green room. I actually think it was called the green room, not like because it was, or maybe we met him in the green room, which was in the back, but one of like the banquet halls that was right attached.
No, we met
to
him
it.
In that one room
that was in the back of the, it was right in the back of the, it was in the
yeah,
back
it was
of the
in
White
the
House.
Back of the White House.
But that like room is actually, I think it was like painted, or maybe it was the blue room.
It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous. Okay, wait, I have a story about that too. But So we, I'll tell that one. We walk in to the to meet, you know, the president and the first lady, and Michelle gives us like all big hugs, and she's like, "Oh, so you guys are the Newsies? I was watching you rehearse earlier." And Barack goes, "You guys look like you're in good shape."
Yeah. And
I was like, "Okay, thanks." And then I'm standing next to him in the picture. And we're looking out at the back of the White House, and you see a view of the lawn and all the monuments. You can see like the Washington Monument, the Jefferson. It's crazy. And all I could think to say to Barack Obama at that moment was, "What a great view you have." And he goes, "Can't beat it. Can't beat it.
Oh my God.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it." So, and then, so that was my encounter.
Can't beat it. That is so funny.
Okay. But then we get out of the White House.
Yes.
And we're like about to go back to performing, and we're, the people from Disney Theatrical are there, and they're filming us, and they're like, "What happened, guys? Like, tell us about it." And Tommy goes, "We met Connie Britton." And I went, "And the president."
I love Connie Britton. I love her in American Horror Story, Nashville, Friday Night Lights, Freddy vs. Jason. She is so good and so talented. 9-1-1. I love her. She's truly one of my favorite actresses. And I love the president too. He was amazing. I loved meeting him. But Connie Britton, you can't beat Connie Britton.
And also, well, let me just say like why these people were there. It wasn't just like
it was the Easter egg roll.
Yeah. And so they had athletes and actors and you know, musicians. So Fifth Harmony was there, and you also were so obsessed with taking a Kissy Lips photo with Camila Cabello,
which I have. And now she blew up, and now she's the biggest star. And I said it. I called it. When was the White House? When was this?
April of 2015.
He's so good with dates. How does he remember that? That's insane.
I don't know if we've ever gone. I don't think we've ever gone for the same role.
But even if we did, I wouldn't give a shit. I'd be
But also because we're so different.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No, but it's so nice. I mean, I was in LA for a little bit this fall, And Tommy actually came to visit a few times because his other best friend Debbie is out there.
Oh,
but it was just so nice Debbie. To be able to call you and vent and
I think it goes back to like our mentality. We're very similar in the way that we work and the way that we navigate through this business. We're the kind of people that if something doesn't work out, we move forward. I feel like Adam always knows exactly what to say. He always knows the right thing to say whenever I'm having a bad day. And I think I do a good job at doing the same thing for him.
Something also that you do for better and for worse is you play devil's advocate.
This is true. This is true. I do.
And I think that you, and I don't know why, I think with other people it would piss me off. And because when you're venting to your best friend, you're just like, "Oh God, can you just agree with me?" And sometimes I'm like, "Can you please just stop and just like listen to what I'm trying to say to you right now?" But for whatever reason with you, when you offer like another opinion and even if it is something that you don't agree with, because you also do that sometimes you disagree with me for no reason. But I think it's helpful to have a voice of reason that sounds like he's from Staten Island and that you just like to listen to.
Oh my God, I'm Staten Island Jiminy Cricket.
Oh my God. I never thought, I wouldn't consider you my conscience.
I'm your conscience.
No.
Is it conscious or conscience?
Conscience.
Got it.
We learn something new every day here, folks. And also something that I learned such a long time ago, not a long time ago, in college, is, you know, your friend's successes are not your failures. Or somebody else's success is not your failure. And I mean, there's no one who like is a bigger cheerleader than you and Leela.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
And it's nice. It's what we have is really special, and I don't take it for granted.
No, me neither.
Piece of shit.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And now it's time for some questions from the Best Friends Challenge, brought to you by The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, the options are always have the perfect outfit for every occasion, know what everyone thinks of you.
One, two, three. Always have the perfect outfit for every occasion. Who on this planet would want to
know
what everyone thinks of you? That sounds miserable. It would just make you insecure, unhappy, or question or overthink everything.
Thank you so much. This has been Broadway Besties.
Wow, what if we just agree on everything? We won't. Okay, the options are be able to heal anyone by licking them. Have a robot bodyguard. Ready? One, two, three. Be able to heal anyone by licking them. Absolutely. If I could be like Jesus healing people, that sounds great to me.
I mean, sure. For me, yeah.
I don't care what I have to do to heal them. I just heal them.
Yeah. Like
the power to heal is
It's unbelievable. Amazing. You could cure diseases.
Right.
Have a robot bodyguard?
No, I don't need any bodyguard, robot or not. I could take care of myself. I'm from Staten Island.
He's tough. I was in a Bronx tale.
Do you want to read this one?
Yeah, be able to make popcorn by rubbing your elbows together, or be able to roll into a ball and bounce off things.
Got it.
Oh, God.
One, two, three. Be able to roll into a ball and bounce off things. Sounds so much fun.
Yeah, except, oh, my God, I don't want that for you. I don't want that for you. I feel like you might already bounce off things.
We were in the lobby.
We were in the lobby before we even got upstairs, and Tommy was, like, turning in the chair to the point where the guy at the front desk was like, please stop.
I'm actually going to try to roll into a ball and bounce off things later. So that sounds really fun.
Great. And then
Can we save that card? Because I'm going to take a photo with it and then practice.
Great. And then when you hurt yourself, I'll lick you and you'll be healed.
That never happened. All right, ready? I'll read this one. We have a dog's sense of smell, own a small island in the South Pacific. One, two, three. Own a small island in the South Pacific. Yes.
I would, of course.
Absolutely.
We're looking for a place to go for our 30th birthday.
If anyone owns a small island in the South Pacific,
if anyone owns an island and wants to lend it to
us, we'd want to come.
And we'd have a great birthday party there.
If you have an island in the South Pacific and you are willing to lend it to us for our 30th birthday, we will perform our two-man version of Disney's Newsies for you.
What is it? Okay, what would the two-man version of Disney's Newsies be?
You know,
I
don't remember Newsies at this point.
Oh, I could do it all. I could say the whole show right now.
Let's see.
Where are you going? Morning bell ain't rung yet. Get back to sleep. I want to beat the other folks in the street. I ain't been walking so good. Quit your griping.
Oh, I miss it.
Okay, so I could be Jack. You could be Crutchy.
Yeah, that actually would be good.
Yeah, we could do it.
That makes sense.
All right, cool.
And then I guess I have to be Catherine, too.
Right, because for continuity's sake, I got to stay as Jack.
Right, and I'll be Pulitzer.
Great. I can do meta, because I could do that's rich.
Yes, that's perfect.
I'll bounce around. I can be Roosevelt.
Should you be Davy, too?
Jack and Davy?
That would be really funny.
There was one show where there was a two-show day where I did Davy for the matinee and Jack for the evening.
Yep.
And I had to focus so hard because... There's a scene that was just the two of them. So here's how it goes. Once we win, and we will be winning, make no mistake. We'll be what? We're already. Like, I had to just think. It was like, who am I right now?
That I don't know how you did that. That's actually a huge deal.
It was fun.
I know. That should have, like, people should have written articles on that.
Thank you.
Right?
I mean.
That's kind of a huge deal.
But to people go on do that for all the time.
Really?
I mean, like, people go on for Hamilton and Burr.
In the same day?
I think. Probably.
I don't know. That's really hard.
Thanks.
Food for thought. That's not food for thought, right?
I mean, could be. You could write an article
about it. I don't really know what food for thought means.
Anyway. Write an article.
Yeah. Let's write an article on the people that have had to, the understudies that have had to play both lead roles in the same day. I would love to hear about that experience.
Great. So if you own an island in the small island in the South Pacific, and if you've played both Glinda and Elphaba in the same day, please contact us.
Amazing.
Last one.
All right, last one.
Okay. Do you want to read it?
This is literally...
I didn't read them
I'm
yet.
I'm just going to say this. I'm going to just disagree so that way we can pull out one of those other cards. Okay, Tommy, would you want to be able to eat as much as you want without getting sick or gaining weight?
Yes.
Or be a world famous painter of sad clowns? I'm going to... One, two, three.
Be a world famous painter...
I really feel
the same way about the food one. That would be amazing.
Okay,
but let's just do a we disagree card because we want to see what it's like.
Do you watch The Good Place?
No.
There's like that
Kristen Bell, right?
Yeah, but her house is like filled with sad clown paintings.
Oh, all right. Boop each other on the nose and whisper, "You're my little bunny." Here we go.
I feel like I hate this
Ready?
So much. No, don't touch me. No, no.
Wait, you have to do it.
You have to go like that.
Oh, I thought both of our noses have to touch.
No, we can't. Got it. Okay, just so you guys know.
Okay, wait.
Tommy came over and tried to put his nose on my nose.
Yeah.
No, you gotta like go boop.
Boop.
Oh, and
okay,
go,
with my finger.
Like,
"You're my little bunny."
Okay, thank
Was
you.
Was that so bad?
Boop. "You're my little bunny."
Thank you, Adam. I know.
Okay.
Well, smile as widely as you can at each other for 10 seconds. I actually love this one.
Okay.
One. Please give me a video of this. This is amazing.
You Ready? Guys. Okay.
This is amazing.
Okay. So we have to smile at each other.
Are you videoing?
As widely as we can for 10 seconds. You got to count it. Someone's got to count.
Okay.
Okay, we have to smile as widely as you can at each other for 10 seconds. Ready? One, two, three.
Boop, you're my little bunny.
That was so painful, actually.
I did not like that.
Yeah, I have
a little
headache.
I'll send that to you guys. Ooh. I'm serious. I like to end things positive. It's clear that you guys are real life Broadway besties for the record. Let's just end it by saying one thing you'd sort of admire about each other or a small thing that the other person does that really means a lot to you. And
okay. Something that I love about Tommy is he is really able to see the good in people and always looks for the positive. I think that sometimes I'll get frustrated by something or I'll get annoyed or I'll be, mad about something that some person did. And Tommy really does, it's not necessarily even looking out for the little guy, but he tries to look at the world through another person's shoes and walk in another person's shoes, through another person's eyes and see the positive in them and see the good in a situation. And if I'm mad about something, he's like, "Nope, all right, we're gonna make the best of this. We're just gonna have the best weekend. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great. Whatever. We get to sing and dance for a living. You know, if something is getting me down, Tommy's always able to find the light in the situation, and I love that."
Thank you. That's really sweet. I have nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just trying to compete with that. I feel like that was a really good one. There's so many things that I love about Adam. So many. I love how he goes above and beyond for his friends and his family. I love how much he loves his family. That's amazing. Not a lot of people are close with their family, especially not like Adam. The way he loves his mom, his dad. Anyway, but I think it's all around. It's his heart, honestly. Adam has the best heart. He really does. He is just a good person all around. And it shows in every single thing that he does in his life, the way he lives his life. It manifests in what he does for other people, how he takes care of himself, which is also very important. Adam has a good heart. He's a good person. And that's what I love about Adam the most.
Thanks, Thomas. Thank you. That was the best.
Love
you. I love you. Well, this has just been like us hanging out. I didn't even feel like we recorded a podcast. We just were reminiscing about our lives and dates and our future 90th birthday party.
I can't wait for it.
I can't wait either.
Thanks so hey everyone, thanks so much for listening. If anyone listened to this, this is literally just us hanging out. It's so much fun. But if you guys want to keep in touch with us, you can follow our socials. I'm at Tommy Bracco and he's at Adam S. Kaplan. Right?
That's right. You got it right.
Scott. Yep. Adam Scott Kaplan. Not Scott. It's Adam S. Kaplan.
Correct. Handle.
Yes. And if anyone's listening and they're an aspiring musical theater performer, we are having our Lion Arts Theater Intensive. We'll be working and we'll be bringing in other performers as well. It's going to be an amazing intensive weekend. So I'm really excited for that. Check out lionartsnyc.com for more info if anyone wants to join us.
Or go to our Instagram handle at lionartsnyc.
Join the pride.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Broadway Besties Podcast, part of the Broadway Podcast Network. To find more information about the show, please be sure to visit bpn.fm/Broadway Besties. This episode is produced by Alan Seals and John Zetoun and edited by Derek Gunther.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.